Welcome back to the Tennis Pulse, the heartbeat of tennis. We are here at Lo-Fi Loft in Berlin. We're going to be talking about mental health today. The world, I think, watched this epic battle between Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, and we're here to talk about mental health. What type of mental battle was that that we witnessed at Roland Garros? Do you guys want to let, we have to talk about this.
Yeah, I think we saw the peak of mental, not health, of mental strength.
Yes.
I would say, because there was two athletes on the top of their game battling until the end, to be honest, where you didn't see any weakness at all. It was impressive.
You know what my son said? This is AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like it.
I was like, yeah, it looks like it, but actually not, because the passion, the intuition that was behind their game is totally human or unhuman, because they are really some, they were so good that I would consider them from another planet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was 5.5 hours of pure pleasure for me. I was screaming in my apartment alone. I think my neighbors probably were a bit concerned about what's going on in the apartment, but it was just so many highs and so many lows. For me, what I thought was quite interesting and what I learned from them is just how they could reset after every single point.
Right.
Whether they lost it or they won, they just were able to kind of get back to the baseline, return to serve, and just be ready for the next point. And they stayed this mentally strong throughout the entire performance. So that was just incredible to me. And as we said in our Instagram post, a letter that we had, it was definitely a win for tennis.
For sure.
So remarkable.
I went to play the fifth. I only watched, tune in the fifth set, to be fair. But I did watch the highlights of everything. And I think I watched the last set that was amazing. I'm so glad I watched it because I wasn't sure. I love men's, but I'm a big women's fan. But I have to say, they fought every single point to the end. Even the tiebreakers themselves, it was just phenomenal, honestly. And I was a huge Carlos fan, and like now even more selfish now.
And Zani and I were team Jannik.
We were Jannik, yep.
Carlos!
We were, I mean, I know. That was a heartbreaking one for Sinner.
I mean, normally if you have matches like that, you know, two guys competing at a day like that against each other, also in Grand Slam finals, most of the time, if they battle one set really hard or two sets really hard, you have most likely one or two sets which go quicker. And
agree.
Then it comes to the fifth set. You hardly see it every single set
agree
that hard and that competitive, which was impressive.
I mean, a lot of the sets were like 6-4, 7-5, and like a few tiebreakers. He was so close.
And only points, you know.
Agree.
Not mistakes. Only good played points,
yes. Which is amazing.
Yeah. Every point was like a match point, I felt like.
Agree.
Every point was an highlight.
Yes, it was a highlight. That's true.
Today's guest knows what it takes to win, not just on the court, but in life. He coached top tennis players, he's laughing already, worked with business leaders, and helped the German women's national football team bring home their first and only Olympic gold in Rio. When I asked him how he wanted to be introduced, he said, "The greatest of all time." You know, Marcus actually coached me. Charlie introduced us when I said I was looking for a tennis coach. And I always say that you taught me definitely the backhand that I never had, still working on it. But you also helped me, like, in life, I felt like, on the court. Really, like, some of the things that you would say to me, I felt like I would always take it back home with me. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. I want to know, what is flow?
What is flow? Oh, that's a good question. It's a very special state of performance. That means your brain is working automatically and your performance is coming from inside without thinking. It's to flow, to come from inside. The thing is, in tennis, we're talking about tennis, don't we?
Yeah.
In tennis, it's not so easy to get this state of flow. When you want to enter flow, the match has to be a challenge for you. That's the first step which has to be. For example...
So Sinner has no problem, right? Huh? Yeah.
No, he has a problem. He has a problem because he's the best.
Yeah. And he has to defend. You can only get into flow when you play against opponents who are a little bit better than you. And when you have a very, very good day and everything is perfect, you have a little chance to win.
Okay. Yeah, and the interesting thing is, I guess, if you are in a state of flow, looking back, you cannot remember.
Yeah.
You cannot remember the points, because you are in such a state where you don't think. Everything comes with your intuition.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's a special state. And I would say, if you can get there as a professional player, maybe 3 times a year, it's a lot.
So actually, one thing that never, ever worked with me is just relax. Just relax on the court.
What does it
but
mean?
When somebody tells
me... Yeah, but what does it mean? Exactly, but that's not... Just relax
but
doesn't mean
tell me,
anything.
Watch the ball.
Yeah.
That's the best
because you're
advice. I'm not a pro player.
You're totally
right. No, but it's 100% right.
It brings back my concentration into that ball. And somehow
it brings your concentration where it belongs to. It's the only thing what you can concentrate on is how to hit the ball. But in tennis, there's another part, which are the breaks. So when the ball is in play, I would say it's quite easy. You don't have too many bad thoughts because you're stressed with what you do and what you don't do, how you play the point. Mm-hmm. But then on the break, of course, that's the magic.
Between the points.
Between the points. That's the magic time where you prepare yourself to stay in that state.
And when you see what is concentration, what is the definition for it, it's bring your attention to the moment on one thing. Sinner, for example, Sinner is in the locker room before the match. He's lying on the floor and his coach has a ball. And Sinner is lying on the back and preparing his eyes to connect with the ball.
But it's also in a sort of a hypnosis state.
Yes. Yes,
so it's very also calming. It brings you.
Yeah,
it is a meditation.
Which is a discipline also.
It's so you need so much discipline.
Yeah. It's training as well. You know, it's not by coincidence. If, as you said, if a coach say relax or concentrate, what does it mean?
Exactly.
So either you say, you know, watch the ball. You know, watch your breathing. That with this you can work, but not to relax. How can I relax when I'm nervous?
It's like you're having a bad day and someone says, calm down. They're like, you're like, calm what? Oh, you know? Yeah.
Well, there is going to be pressure in the next segment when Will and Zani are going to put you to a quickfire mental health test.
Health test?
Ooh.
Yes. Good luck. We'll see you on the next segment.
We didn't tell your dad you're going to have a test.
So, Marcus, we're back. Are you scared?
No.
You should be.
You were so scared. Dun, 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 dun.
No, not at all.
Okay, so Marcus, we're going to do some role play here, okay?
Role play.
Don't get too excited. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be your players, right? And you're going to be the coach.
Okay.
Okay. And we have some questions for you.
So we're going to put you in scenarios as if you were our coach and we're putting real life questions up. They're for you.
Okay.
Quick fire ones. Let's go. Coach, this is what's happening right now. I just won the first set 6-1. I'm down 0-3 in the second set. What's going on? What's happening right now?
Maybe you lost your concentration because it was too much in the first set. And you have to use the time between the points to relax yourself. Otherwise, you cannot keep on with your concentration for 2 or 3 hours.
Coach, this player is obviously better than me. What can I do to break down his game where I'm staying positive?
To break down is the game is it's always difficult because when you play your best tennis, you have to bring your own strength onto the court. And if your own strength is easy for your opponent, it's going to be difficult for you, you know, when you combine it. But work hard and sometimes your opponent can also have a bad day.
We got this.
Come on, player.
We got this.
All right, coach, I'm in the match. I know I'm better than my opponent. My opponent is not as good as me. But unfortunately, I'm not playing my game right now. I'm not playing well. What's going on? What can I do to change this around?
Yeah, the thing is, your game is always dependent on your opponent. And if your opponent is not giving you a rhythm, it's not too many mistakes, and there is no flow coming up, you have to accept it and you have to say, okay, I have to win or I win, even if it's not my best tennis.
Coach, we've been training for the past 2 months leading up to this Grand Slam. My game is not translating at the moment. What can we do to fix this?
Your game is not working?
Or my game is not working at the moment. We've been training for the past month.
It's not, you're not talented.
Slam dunk. Mic drop.
Well, clearly, what's wrong with me?
Go to the gym.
Okay, coach. I lost really badly. Six love. It's terrible. Bageled me, right? What can I learn from this? How can I overcome this terrible loss?
Now you have to, firstly, you have to accept it. And then you have to find out if you had a bad day, for example, or if your opponent is that much better than you, that the result is like normal, you know? And don't compare with this result. Try to find out, okay, what could I manage better next time? What did I do not so good today to learn from this?
So we're leading into a few questions that we have from our viewers.
I have Zani. Tennis pulsers.
Exactly. And we'll have Zani read the first question off.
So first question is, what are three things that instantly takes an athlete out of flow?
Trying too hard. Being afraid of losing. And thinking about the consequences when you don't win the match. What other people think about you.
That's not a problem. Not the only one.
And my backhand. And what else?
Oh, my God. We have no backhands on this this team here.
On this couch is no backhands.
No backhands. No backhands whatsoever. My question for you is, what is a healthy competitive mindset?
That's a good, very good question. The first thing for a healthy mindset is to take everything as a challenge, not as a threat, as a challenge, as a chance where you can show what you can do. That's the first thing. The second thing is control, that you are able to control your emotions and your thoughts. And the third one is confidence, also a C, is that when you are in a match, stay with your strengths, stay with your confidence, think about what kind of success you had maybe in the past where you were in situations compared to this one, and then you are in a good position.
My question for you, actually, this is a personal one. For anyone playing a sport...
What's your number? Sorry.
For anyone playing a sport or even in a high-pressure work scenario, what are some key tips for staying mentally calm and focused?
Mm-hmm. The first thing is breathing. When you control your breath, when you get under stress, your body is starting automatically slow, fast and not deep. Okay. And when you're relaxed, and the breathing out is very important. You can see it in tennis, breathing out with the strokes, breathing out with the serve to control your breathing. The second is control your body, feel your body. For example, when you move on the court, make sure that you feel the contact of your feet with the floor. That brings you into mindfulness. Okay. And also the grip. Make sure that the grip is not too tight, that you are loose with the grip. Feel when the ball has contact with the strings and stuff like that.
I think we're ending it right here. Thank you so much, Marcus, for actually answering our questions.
And, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcus. That was excellent. Thanks, coach. High five.
Thank you, coach.
Appreciate it.
Let's get back on the court.
Let's go.
On the court
Let's
now.
Let's go win now.
You could play here. It's so big.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.